Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching and Radio. Tonight I want to talk about something I expanded into yesterday, actually. It's called the innocence of life. But I also expanded into something else. It's called my dreams are my mistress of life. And it's kind of how it's a unique ubiquity, which is present everywhere, how these both go together. Because when I opened my eyes to this, it was just like an epiphany, because I realized life is innocent. It's everything I do causes the guilt and the convictions and the beliefs and everything else. So when I opened my heart to this, I really opened myself up to a new way to experience life, because life is innocent. You know, life is just like the day we come in. But however, we have been ingrained in pain of what we were told we had to do, rather than us sitting back and looking at the path of innocence that we've taken. Because we have all these ingrained imprints that are activated in any given situation. And that really opens us up to a new paradigm. And when you see this and you start understanding this, you really, really let go. And that's my books do this in my writings. Fear is my friend. Holiday Wisdom. Money is my friend. All my stuff actually has led me into this. This has been brewing within me for quite a while. But as I opened my eyes to this, in my heart, it just took all the angst out of my life. And it really opened me up to feel free. But life is an idyllic innocence. But we're always looking for fault. Forgiveness is actually looking for fault. And when you start opening up to this, you see all of the angst in life go away. And what really happens is you start really opening yourself up to experience the life in a bold new way. It was really freeing for me to do this and for me to open this up, because when I engaged in this, I really, really let go of a lot of things. And I expanded out of it. But when you see your dreams as a mistress, because they're always kind of aloof, and we stay down in the doof of life, and that's been my deal. I mean, I can honestly say that. But now that I've expanded into this, I really opened up a new paradigm for this. Because When this first happened, I was quite unsure of what was going on. It happened about 5 o'clock last night, actually. I'm really in tune with my expansion, and when something occurs, I know instantly when it happened. And here's the thing that really opened me up is when I chose to do this, I chose to engage in it. So I engaged in it now in a bold new way. But it's understanding that life happens, but it's how we get engaged and how we blame money as the root of all evil. Money is innocent of everything it's ever been blamed with. Money is absolutely the most innocent thing in the world. All it is exchange between people, and it's an energy. But we blame everybody for something, and we don't know what we're blaming them for, but we blame people for something. And that is what people do when they're afraid of life. We always are looking for something, for appreciation or something, but we never ever can stand up and say just what it is, because there's really nothing to say. It's more of an energy we experience than it is the outcome. Well, what is it that we don't feel and we don't see and we try to put the blame out there? And when you see life in a field of innocence, how does that look like a paradise rather than an aggravation? Because we actually allow life to aggravate us. Life has done nothing. We allow ourselves to aggravate ourselves. And that's something I really am really wrapping and expanding into, is that. And when I see this, it really, really unlocks the blocks of angst. Because anger is the opposite of innocence. And it really... engages you in your dreams more. And that's what it's doing for me. This has really been a fun, fun day. I wrote The Benevolence of Innocence and The Life of Innocence today. And then I also wrote The World Turns on the Wisdom of Axis. But it turns on your wisdom and my wisdom. It turns on the people's wisdom. And that is what is really expanding into and what's expanding people's lives. And that really opened me up. And I really have expanded into and really, really enjoying life. And I really started taking things in a new way in my own life today. And it's really been a real relaxing day in doing stuff. Because, you know, when you get wrapped up in it and you find fault, you start getting twisted. And, you know, everybody's innocent until you engage in it. And, you know, when you see the innocence of life, there is no forgiveness because there's no fault, no blame, there's no anything. You're free of everything. So when I opened up to this, I start seeing life move forward. And as I do this, I take myself out of the equation and let my inner faculties, really my facilitating faculties, move myself forward. And as I do this, life really, really becomes a game of fun. And that's a generating astute magnificence every day. So when you feel the life is innocent and you see the innocence of your life, how does that take the angst out of inside you and open you up to a whole new paradigm of life? Because you can live in the moment free of everything when you see the innocence of life. It's these type of epiphanies that I just experienced that makes all this personal growth enamorously fun for me. It's just an audacious experience. And when you can go through this and see the life, your eyes become clear. You always become clearer. And you really become open. And you can go to my website. It's cowboy-wisdom.com. And read about me, and I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, and I just unleashed my new seminar, I Expand Through Life. And if you use these freeing words and this freeing entities within you, the world quits becoming your enemy. Because you want to experience life, because there's no fault, no blame, no anything. And am I all the way there yet? No, not even close. But this is the beginning of a journey of innocence into an intrepid newborn natural omniific canonized experience, naturalizing canny enterprises in my life. It's a free canniness is what this is all about. And as I see this and I feel it and I'm experiencing it, this is a fun day to be alive. Is there uncertainty? Yeah, but I'm more uncertain now in uncertainty than I was in uncertainty. But as you gamble and amble through life, life is a gamble. But as we amble, we open up to do a new way to live. And life becomes extremely exciting, esteemed exciting, actually, because we're esteemed human beings. Every one of us, we're esteemed spiritual energies, just relishing the moment. But we get too caught up in, am I forgiving this or am I changing this? When you expand through life with a benevolent innocence, how does that feel to you? It's a freeing expose within you, and it allows you to express a bold entrepreneurial gist from within. So where in your life are you afraid to see the innocence of you? Life means boldness when you are the innocence of intrepidness. And that is something that I just really am relishing the experience of right now. And as we go forward and you see your life do this, you're going to see yourself expanding through life in a free, enterprising way. That's intraprising, I-N-T-R-A, prizing. Because you're going to surprise yourself with your own wiseness, wisdom, and your own inner thankfulness for who you are. It's a gracious way to go through life because it really takes the animosity out of playing in somebody else's experience. And that's something that's really fun for me. Because everybody can play in somebody's anger and frustration, but you just can't play in harmony with your own innocence. And that just frees everything in your life up. It's in a harmony of innocence inside you is what you're really opening up for. And so when you go through life and you're afraid to engage, because dreams are a dare, they're daring you to let go of everything you know and expand out of where you're at in life. But today is the day we play in innocence and chase the dreams or mistress. Because when you're looking at it as a mistress, what would you do to have the dream person in your life? The mistress of the night to take flight in your divine light. How will that open you up to play? Not just to play large, but to play extremely expanded in your life. Because I choose to play today in extended, extreme, expanding ways. Because I walk audaciously, yesing my life. And that is what we are open to do. We get too caught up in programs and steps and all this. Am I doing this? Am I doing that? And the one you really are embellishing into old ways is you. Because we've always been told this is the way it is, this is how we do it, and you got to stay within the parameters of society. And how is that limiting you? And when you see the innocence of your own self, you really expand out of the mundaneness of people. And really, you're letting go of things you don't know. I mean, letting go of things you don't know and stepping into what you don't know. And see, I don't know is an innocence of success. But to free yourself up and allow yourself to live, how will you feel when you let go of all the disingenuous energies within you? Because blaming yourself and feeling the shame, and we all do it. I don't care. You know, we can be the coaches and the hypnotherapists, and we can say we don't have any challenges. That's not true, because clients are a lot of time bringing our challenges to us because they mirror who we are. And anybody thinks they are free of challenges and they don't have to endure them, they're lying to themselves. Lies have memories forever and ever. The truth is is ruthless, because it's instant, quick, and it's right in your face. Truth is the ruthless of life, but it's also the integrity of life. And that's what innocence is integrity. It's an integrity, nurturing nobility, opening, collaborating essence, naturalizing, canonized emotions. When you glorify your emotions, you actually expand your life into a whole new paradigm. But it's the innocence of your essence that'll open you up to a new way. And that is something that I really extremely energizing today. As I beam my life in a new way, I play today in a large way. But it isn't so much in the large way, it's in an unencumbered way is what I'm playing in and opening my eyes to. So when you are saying that, what is it that's really opening you up to experiencing your life in an intrepid, shamelessness? Because you become unashamed because you're looking at life in a free way. And there's no, this is it. And you really uncategorize things when you do this. And when you get into the essence of this, you really engage in your inner self and really play. You really engage in your own true self. And that allows you to do something. I did something about 3 years ago. Is I quit listening to all the create, the transformation, heal, and all that stuff, and I expanded into energize, enterprise, and experience. And that's really freed my inner landscape to let go of being afraid and opened my eyes to play. So when I discovered this yesterday, and actually I discovered it when I was in the shower, and I sat down and I wrote two chapters in a book last night. And the more I wrote, the freer and the more fantastic in the fantasy, life become more fantastic for me. But when you say I walk in the benevolent innocence of who I am, and I see the world in a faultless, in an incorruptible innocence, what does that say to your inner self? An uncorruptible innocence. It kind of locks you in the blocks, kind of unlocks the blocks and really engages you in the expansion of life. And the freedom of life glows when you let go. And I love the word glow, because it's glow and beam and gleam and all of them, because they're freeing words. And as you choose to free your life, you choose to expand your life. It's about letting go of the wrap and the, it's unstrapping the crap to wrap to release audacious, auspicious prowess to walk your life. Because you want to be free in your words and in your things. And you want to make sure you open your third eye, your heart, and your eyes at the same time. It's really an engaging moment in your own true essence when this happens. As I have expanded into this, and I'm really starting to see everything in my life, the union, the electrical trade, just everything in life is expanding into this for me. And as I move forward, my heart is free. And that is something that's really, the whole chest area is just not illuminated, but it feels expansive. And that's really, really a nice feeling. And as I see the feeling of it, I really start feeling the emotional expansion, and allows me to do different things in life. And I'm really curious now. I got my inquisitiveness on, and to see where this is going to expand me into now. Because that's something new in my life. And I really like new. And as I do that, it frees me up to do things in a different way, and it just really engages my heart epiphanies to see what I'm going to do in the rest of my life. And once it happens and expands into this, I'm free to experience life in a bold new way. But the innocence of it all, you can expand in innocence. You contract in what you have to do. And that really is letting things happen to do things in a fun way. But as you open up to yourself, and the innocence is really opening up to your core to see what's going on. But and then it takes the angst out of everyday life. How do you allow your everyday life to really wrap you up and distress you out, because you really get caught up in what you have to do instead of how you're open to facilitate what you can choose to do? And once this happens and you free this up, where will you go in life, and how will it expand you and do different things with you? As I walked through this day, I really opened up, and I really love to engage in this day with this innocence I discovered. But it's benevolence of it. It's a tranquility of it. That's where I really opened up today and really had a fun day. Because I got 4 or 5 more books I'm sending to the publisher, and this is going to be chapters in it. Innocent for Life and the Benevolence for Life. But something else that I wrote today really opened me up. It's how the world turns on wisdom, of axis of wisdom. And as I understand this, the axis of wisdom the world is really turning on is mine. So when we open up to this, we really enlighten ourselves and really enrich our own lives with the innocence of it. But when you go through your daily life and you're afraid to take your spirituality or your agenda, you're not an agenda, but your paths of prosperity into your daily life, how does that really lock you down and stop you from moving forward? And disengages you from your journey. Not so much your journey, but your voyage into your dreams. Because really that's what we're on here, is a voyage into living our vision. So when you stop and contract, how does that set you back? When you take all the steps, step programs out of your life and really just get into, I let go, expand out of, and expand into, it's all one easy sentence. No steps, no this, none of that. Because steps are baby cliffs waiting for you to fall off of. And when this happens, where will you go and do a better thing or have something happen that will really engage you more in your inner self? That is something that we really, really are freeing up within ourselves. Because it is the voyage into innocence. Because this is all new. And this is going to be an expanding experience for me. And I'm really relishing the voyage. Because it's going to be a new vision. It's going to unlock a lot of luminary liveliness within me. And as people open up to this, it's going to open up vision to them. And I have books called Fear is My Friend on Amazon.com. Money is My Friend is a CD. The Visionary Vocabulary video is getting ready to come out. Flow in the Glow, the book and the CD is out. I'm really starting to engage in this poetry. And I write this stuff in rhymes because rhymes go right into the subconscious mind and open you up to experience life. Because life is an engaging experience when you let go of trying to fit in. Because we don't fit in. We try to lower ourselves down to what's fit in. And that's something the innocence of yourself will expand you out of, because you're going to stop fitting in and start experiencing your life in a bold new way. I just love the And, you know, my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. I'm a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, a timeline coach, but I'm also a facilitator of innocence of life, because I see people really desiring to expand their life. But are you open to seeing the innocence of life? And are you open to feel the freedom of life? And that is where we play today. And books are Fear is My Friend on Amazon.com, Holiday Wisdom on Amazon.com. Money is My Friend, Fear is My Friend, Flow in the Glow on Amazon.com. And it's about expanding through life so we can expand the world. When you expand yourself, you expand the world. And every time you expand, you energize the world into new innovation. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Email address is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number is 702-755-9410. And I look forward to being here next week. And Ashawana and Landon will be here, and we'll be here every week to expand the world. And now, everybody have a good day and a good night.